Hey, welcome in time for the second half of the KE Report. This is all finance, specifically all hard assets. I am talking with Dr. Stephen Lieb right now, and Stephen made an interesting offer to you folks out there when we were chatting off mic. He said, anytime any of your listeners have any questions, please send them in on the blog. I will make it a point to give them as detailed an answer as I possibly can. Let me stress one thing. This guy, Dr. Lieb, is, in my opinion, one of the foremost experts on gold. Second to Big Al. I used to know quite a bit about it. Dr. Lieb knows everything about it, and I have to say, any questions that you have, as intricate, as dynamic, what have you, as you want to get into, is fine. He says he is willing to take the time, maybe use them as a basis of some of the philosophy that he gives in his excellent newsletter. So we're going to start out right here. We're going to talk about an idea that I had when I was chatting with Jimmy this morning off mic. We're talking about economically what's going on in the United States. I have to say one thing, and that is the stock markets, the conventional markets, it would appear at this point in time, are kind of in trouble. And guess what gold is doing? Gold had an interesting little spike for a while. It's kind of going down right now, but it isn't going down into oblivion. Up until Biden got elected, it was not what I would call the strongest gold market in the world. But now there's a lot of optimism there. Dr. Lieb, why is there a bit more optimism now in the precious metals, specifically gold and silver? Why is there more optimism today than there was, let's say, 3 months ago? Your answer.
I think, Al, the big thing at this point has been not so much gold per se, but the whole commodity complex has really rallied in a way that we haven't seen since, I would say, the beginning of the century. We had a massive rally in commodities. But if you look at commodities and you look at general indices of commodities, whether they be food or whether they be industrials, you're up almost 40% from the bottom, which, you know, in a year's time, the bottom was about March of 2020. In a year's time, a 40% gain in commodity prices is an exceptional gain. And you usually see that in the midst of, major economic recoveries. And you are seeing a major economic recovery, but you're not there yet. I mean, really, the economies, in fact, Europe hasn't even started growing. The United States has probably started growing, but, you know, you're still getting sort of not great economic statistics, but it's basically coming from the developing world. And, you know, their need for commodities is so great that it's hard to overstate it. I mean, basically, Al, you're looking at a world right now where about 15%, and we're in that 15%, we're in the developed part of this planet. We have the essentials of life, et cetera, but 85% of that world, including China and India and most of the East, is undeveloped. I mean, China, which has become our bitter enemy, I mean, their income per capita is less than $10,000 a year. I mean, they're still developing. Their need for commodities is incredible, and it's picking up. And what's really putting this whole commodity binge on steroids right now is the fact that we, at the same time these countries are developing, we have to shift energy resources, our energy from fossil fuels, our carbon intense, whatever you feel about climate change, it doesn't matter because we've already bought hook, line, and sinker into the need to decarbonize things. And even if we weren't decarbonizing things, we'd still need to switch our energy sources from fossil fuels to things that are renewable, whether it be nuclear. And if we are going to use fossil fuels, we're going to have to use just natural gas. We've got to get rid of all the coal. We've got to really cut down on oil. And we have to use, you know, sun, wind, again, nuclear. These are the things that are happening because it takes tremendous amounts of commodities, including fossil fuels. In order to switch to sunlight, in order to switch to, let's say, make an electric vehicle, you need tremendous amounts of copper. And in order to get that copper, you need the oil, the diesel, to run the machines right now. So, I mean, you're in a period of time where, you know, there are going to be corrections, there are going to be dips, but basically commodities are headed, you know, definitely much higher. And, you know, to complete the picture, gold is in a very interesting situation right now because in a sense, it's participating, but not to the extent that one would hope. Typically in the past, when we've had these kinds of commodity booms, gold has done noticeably better than other commodities. It's done okay. It has done okay this time. But you haven't seen anything yet when it comes to gold, because gold right now has really transitioned, in my opinion, from a commodity that will follow other commodities, because commodities tend to move together, to no longer a commodity. It's really now acting almost like a currency, in the sense that it's competing with the dollar. I mean, basically, the next major move in gold is when people sense that the dollar can no longer remain in its role as a reserve currency, and that instead we're going to need perhaps, in my opinion, a basket of currencies. This has been talked about before, which is backed by gold, and, you know, be kind of a floating gold standard. And then you'll see gold, I mean, go to the moon. I mean, I'm using just a cliche, but you haven't seen anything yet. But what's been holding gold back has been, people keep pointing to interest rates. Interest rates have nothing to do. I mean, they have virtually nothing to do with it. Interest rates are going up now simply because you have commodity inflation, a lot of it. When you have a 40% move in commodities, no matter how much they try and disguise it with the statistics, it's there, and it's inflation. When people are going to the grocery store and paying more for food and going to the gas station and paying more for gas, that's inflation. I don't care what the numbers show. And interest rates are way below inflation. So, I mean, this should be a very, very good environment for gold. But the reason it isn't yet is that it has sort of transformed itself. And it's a good thing because it's no longer just following other commodities. It's taking its cue from the dollar. And that's what is really important to watch right now, is how the dollar continues to behave. My own thinking is that once Europe gets its act together, they've been trailing the U.S. and, you know, most of the rest of the world because they, you know, for problems because of their vaccine. I mean, they're, you know, 15 or so countries that are, you know, squabbling, et cetera. It's hard for them to get their act together. But once they start going, I think you'll see, you know, unfortunately, a lot more inflation in the U.S. than you see in Europe. And I think you'll see the dollar really take a dive. And at that point, gold is going to emerge and emerge. It's just going to blossom in a way that's it's going to be hard to believe in when you see it, but you'll know it. You'll know it. And starting to see signs of it now. But why I'm emphasizing this and going on like a crazy man right now is I do not want anyone to be discouraged by what they're seeing in the gold market right now. Even though it's up, it may not be up as much as you would like to see it up. It is going to go. There is just it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And when it goes, it could be a very, very dramatic move. So,
Dr. Lieb, I have to stop you just for a second. We do have a clock that we have to adhere to. I'm going to run the second part of this discussion on Monday for sure. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around and wait for Monday to talk to the genius, Dr. Lieb.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.